Capital Debt Solutions, a call for a confidential chat about a government-legislated agreement that combines all of your debts into just one regular weekly repayment. Interest-free and tailored to your budget. Focus on a debt-free future. You deserve it. Capital Debt Solutions, solutions for your financial freedom. 1-300-107-155 or capitaldebtsolutions.com.au.
Cut Price Syndications and Tim Martin Racing offer you an outstanding ownership opportunity in an impressive two-year-old colt via Costa Del Lago out of the well-related Spinning World mare, Red Rose. Selected and educated by informed multiple Group 1 winning Rose Hill trainer Tim Martin, he's doing everything right on the track. This is one of the last and Costa Del Lago colts available. See cutpricesynd.com. That's cutpricesynd.com. AFSL 486732.
It's 25 to 11. Paul Ambrosoli, good morning.
And a very good morning to you, Simon. Good morning, everybody. Again, a fabulous Australian Saturday morning. And, Simon, you know, it's a great time of the year, is it not?
Yeah, absolutely.
It really is. I mean, tomorrow, hopefully, you're going to all be with the families and everything else, sitting down quietly, enjoying yourselves, and, of course, enjoying a bottle of wine along the way. And, well, I suppose it would be remiss of me if I didn't remind you at this time of the year to make sure that you drink responsibly, but also have a bottle of Windy Peak handy, because it is the affordable wine. So if you're not a wine drinker, but you have friends who are, and you're going to be wanting to serve a nice wine tomorrow, and you're not too sure just what to serve, because let's face it, plenty of people don't know exactly how wine should taste or what it is or what people would like. Always remember, if you pick up a bottle of Windy Peak wine, white, red, whatever it might be, you know you are serving a wine that everybody's going to enjoy. And it has the brand name De Bortoli on it. Nearly 100 years of age, De Bortoli, they've been making beautiful wines. And, of course, De Bortoli is the name that you can always trust. It's as simple as that. Simon, you know, there's every wine. Like today, a bottle of Sauvignon Blanc Semillon would go down beautifully Windy Peak style. It really would. It's a lovely white wine, nice, fresh and crisp. And, of course, the old favourite's Chardonnay. And if you're looking for a red, try the Cab Merlot, because, let's face it, somebody who doesn't like a heavy red, that just sits nicely. All right? So we, at this time of the year, give you all this time of the weekend, give you the chance of winning a twin pack of De Bortoli wine. I ask a simple question, and, Simon, you will agree that this morning's question will be the simplest we've ever asked. Is that correct?
Well, it could, yeah. That's a big call, but it wouldn't be far off.
Well, it's because it's so easy. Everybody knows the answer straight away. They'll be straight on the phone. Hang on. Has somebody already rung up and tried to guess already?
No. It's a clean board.
That's a clean board. That's fair enough. 135353 is the phone number, which I suppose you'd better give it. Otherwise, they won't know when to ring. 135353. And obviously enough, tomorrow, being Christmas Day, what bottle of wine would you expect me, or what would be the label that you would expect that I would find on your table tomorrow? That's the question. Simple. Not even about racing. What would be the wine that I would expect to see on your table at Christmas time tomorrow? Surely to goodness, you can't get any easier than that.
No. Well, plenty of people calling now, Paul.
Yeah, but it's just the first in first, just because you just want to give a couple of bottles away today and the easiest possibly way we can do it, okay? So yell out as soon as you've got the winner there, and you'll be right as rain, okay?
No worries.
You're doing something nicely with the family tomorrow, the same as everybody. I agree with Simon. Simon said something to me earlier on. He said, Christmas Day should be Sunday every year, and I agree with you wholeheartedly, Simon.
Yeah, it's the best day of the week for it. You've got your Saturday racing, your big afternoon, and then everyone gets the day off. Next day.
Yeah, it really is. It's great stuff. Who's the winner?
Now, Paul, we got our winner. Bill from Glenmore Park has just answered correctly.
Well, Bill from Glenmore Park, I would expect... Actually, Bill from Glenmore Park is one of our listeners who's won over a long period of time. I don't think he'd mind if I'd say he was an aged type of gentleman. And he generally knows all of the tipster's tips. He never misses those. And he's a faithful listener, so that's very good indeed. The bottle of wine that I expect to find on the table would obviously be a bottle of Windy Peak tomorrow. Simon, Merry Christmas to you. The same to everybody. Stay safe, drink responsibly, and enjoy the family. Thank you, Simon. Good morning, all.
Merry Christmas to you, Paul. There he is, the one and only Paul Ambrosoli. Now, we've got Amanda Rando on the line. We're going to preview Newcastle Harness Racing. Amanda, good morning.
Good morning to you, Simon.
So no Menangle tonight, but we've got the program at Newcastle. Look, some good fields here.
Yeah, it's strong night, nine races, and there's a bit of value on the program. So, yeah, good meeting for Christmas Eve.
No tab fixed odds with any of these races just yet, but let's run through the card. The first event is the Merry Christmas and Happy New Year pace. Now, this one's a C2 only, Amanda, with no scratchings.
Yeah, look, Simon, I've tipped the 7 on top here, Chantre. This horse has pretty solid Sydney form, and I think that will hold up in this race tonight, so that's why I've tipped him on top. I also don't mind the 2 here, Strawberry Courage. This horse has just nabbed on the line at Tamworth last start and has drawn well over this short distance, so I think has claims as well. Also including the 8 here, Miss Fidelity, and number 3 is Sweet Rainbow. So race 1 up at Newey, numbers are 7, 2, 8 and 3.
7283 race 1 across to race number 2. This one's for the Newcastle Harness Racing Club. A C3 only and no scratchings, a field of 10.
Yeah, look, tipping the 2 on top here, Juice Star. This horse, he is drawn to lead and he worked forward to the front when he won in 157 and change over the 2,000 metres a couple of starts ago here. And drawn with this draw over the mile, I think... Yeah, he'll go very close. Also, don't mind the 5, though, Party Rage. She is the big danger. She's won her last 2 starts pretty well, so she can't be underestimated. Also including the 7 here, Ballmore Boy, and number 9, Image of Courage. So race 2, I've got the 2 on top ahead of 5, 7 and 9.
2, 5, 7, 9 in the second. Across to race 3, the Somerset meets pace. This one's a C4 only with 8 to line up. There's nothing scratched.
Yeah, really like the 7 on top here, which is Shadow Runner. This horse, he makes his return from a spell and he's been trialling really well up at Newcastle. He went 154.2 in a trial at this track 2 starts ago. So, look, off that trial form, he should be winning this race first up. I also don't mind the 8, Change of Mind. That's who I've marked as the danger. This horse is also first up from a break, and he won at Menangle 4 starts ago. And his Sydney form should take him a long way in this race first up. Also including the 5, Sovereign Flight, and number 4, Persona. So for race 3, 7 on top, ahead of 8, 5 and 4.
7, 8, 5 and 4, the third race. Now over to race 4. This is over the mile. It's a C5 to C7. And there's no scratchings, 8 to line up.
Yeah, so it's a bit of an open race. I've tipped the 7 on top, my Gelignite. I think he's a good each-way chance for this race. He's way down in grade from what he's been racing. He's been racing around Menangle. Chris Geary's in the sulky, and Chris is the leading driver in the state at the moment and landing some big-price winners lately as well. And I just think, yeah, this horse's Menangle form should hold up here. Also don't mind the 4, Franco Ravel. Similar situation, has strong Sydney form, and is a horse that can make his own luck. So I think that's going to go a long way in this race tonight. Also including the 2 here, Labrabutan, who's been a bit unlucky but been thereabouts, and also the 5, Our Smart Caesar. So race 4, numbers are 7, 4, 2 and 5.
7, 4, 2, 5 in the fourth. Now race 5 is the first leg of the quaddy at 7:44. The Garrard's Horse and Hound pace, no scratchings and a field of 11.
Yeah, tipping the 5 on top here, Tosca Jack. This horse is... produced 3 second placings in its last 5 starts and is due for a win, and this is the ideal race. Then you have the 7, A Blissful Gift, who I think can also run a good race here. This horse has had a mixture of luck, but really hasn't been finishing too far off them, and I wouldn't be surprised to see this horse run a good race in this race. I think it's well classed. Also including the 8 here, Lucky Ned Pepper, and the 10, Kendai Illusion. So race 5, 5 on top, beat 7, 8 and 10.
5, 7, 8 and 10 in a race 5 across to the 6th race. And this one's the Tui's pace. There's no scratchings and a field of 12 here.
Yeah, I've tipped the 11 on top, Colonel Brook, for Clayton Harmy. This horse, he won strongly first up for his new stable at Newcastle a fortnight ago, and I think he's a really strong hope again, despite drawing inside the second row. Next best is the 12, the Plainsman. This horse fell last start, but look, his form prior to that was pretty strong, and he won the start prior to falling, so I think has claims here as well. Also including number 10, Love This Dragon, and number 4, Jumbo Asaki. So So race 6, 11 on top, ahead of 12, 10 and 4.
11, 12, 10, 4, race 6. Race 7 is a CA to C1, and there is a scratching here. Number 8, Guts, has come out.
Yeah, like the 3 on top here, Simon, which is Rock and Roll Emma for Mickey Formosa. This horse, having a first, had a first start back from a spell, finished third at Menangle, and they went 152.1. So she'll benefit greatly from that effort. And look, off her form prior last season, I think, yeah, she'll run a really good race first up here. Second up, rather, here. Danger-wise, I think the 5, Max the Swinger, is one you've got to consider. This horse went 157.2 to win 3 starts ago and has finished second place since. Also including the 2 here, You Light My Fire. And I'll also include the 7, Catch a Ruby. So for race 7, numbers are 3, 5, 2 and 7.
3, 5, 2, 7 in the 7th. Race number 8 is a CO only. And the scratching's the emergency, number 13, TC Rain.
Yeah, look, numbers here are 12, 6, 1 and 5. I've put the 12 on top, Live It Loud. This horse beat a similar field at Maitland a couple of starts back and probably has some of the best form in this race, so I think can take home the cash. Then you got the 6, Pip Squeak. This horse has been the bridesmaid her last couple of starts, and yeah, just has the form behind it to be a big threat here. Also like the 1, Sir Rogue Jasper, and as I said, with my 4th pick, I had the 4 rather, sorry, for my 4th pick, Gabrielle. So for race 8, numbers are 12, 6, 1 and 4.
Okay, 12, 6, 1, 4, race 8. And that brings us to the last, race number 9, a CO to C1, 9 to line up, nothing scratched.
Yeah, look, Simon, I've tipped the 7 on top here, Heroic Outlaw. This horse has won 4 of his 10 starts, bounced back well from a freshen up to win at Maitland last start and is the one to beat. I'm also putting in the 5, Christian Brother, as a hope. This horse can use his early speed to get a good position early and with the right run should finish close against this field, also including the 4, Nick's Legacy, and number 8, Magic Mike. So race 9, 7 on top to beat 5, 4 and 8.
7, 5, 4, 8. And what was the best for Newcastle?
Yeah, look, I really like in race 3, number 7, Shadow Runner, just going by his trial form. I think he's up for a big season. And also in race 7, number 3, Rock and Roll Emma.
And Shirley Turnbull shaped up as a good race on Monday, Amanda?
Yeah, it sure has. It's a Group 2 feature. It's at Bathurst on Monday evening. And you've got the likes of Cyclone Kate, who bounced back well from a spell winning the Mayor's Feature Race at the Teeny Teeny the other week at Menangle. You've got All Black Stride, the local hope, Saloon Passage. He's racing in career best form as well. So, it's turned out to be a really good race.
Good stuff. Looking forward to it. Thanks very much for your time, Amanda. Merry Christmas for tomorrow.
Merry Christmas to you and to all the listeners as well. Thank you.
And we'll catch up with you next week. Thanks, Amanda.
And when security tries to pull you up, just wave at them. Good morning.
And start a book of course. So we'll head to New Zealand for the second. Free Deja Ruse at $4.60. Paul Reeser is at $5. After this,
you know what? I had two sets of the race net form there, and I just looked to make sure I took the right one because it's easy to not.
Yep,
just turn myself on. Got you. Yep.
Forward to a position that can be right on speed.
I've just turned myself on.
Just repeating that to a dead 5 after the first race. We were jockeys. I spoke to Curtis. He thought it was dead, definitely, and probably on the worst side of dead. And Daryl Bradley also making his thoughts well known to our stewards here this afternoon. Let's head upstairs. Here's the second with George.
Thanks, Bevan. The Stella Artois Maiden, 1,100 metres. Last couple now to come forward, smoking hot. Jonathan Parks in the black cap to distinguish it from stablemate Summer Fly. Robbie Hannum, the rider of Summer Fly, in the pink cap. So smoking hot is about to go forward. Deja Ru just awaits its boarding pass. Is about to get it now. And Deja Ru is the favourite. 1,100 metres, Stella Artois Maiden. Deja Ru about to complete the field. We're set to go. Red light on. Ready now. Both the Sergeants are on the inside gate, ready, gates open, they're off. Slow, smoking hot in the early stages. Vui got back as well. First away, Beau Visage from the inside. Nakayama lands handy as well, and right there is the favourite, Deja Ru. One and a half away to Rizza, followed a length and a half back by Rascalion. Up on its outside is Summer Fly at the 800 metres. Two lengths away, Silver Cloud as well back with Madame Bull Bars, and then Smoking Hot, and Vui is last of all. Down by the 650 they come. Beau Visage, the leader, a length and a half clear. From in second spot, Nakayama. Then came Deja Ru with Rizza, two lengths away in the clear. Next then was Summer Fly, followed by Smoking Hot. Getting back on the inside, Rascalion. Well back, Silver Cloud with Madame Bull Bars, and two lengths away, Vui is last. They race towards the home turn, 300 metres to go. And out wide, Rizza ranged up on the outside to take the lead now. Battling away on the inside of it is Nakayama. Getting out into the clear, Deja Ru with its chance now. Then further back, we've got running on late, Madame Bull Bars at the 150. Deja Ru ranged up on the outside, took the lead, and it dashes away, Deja Ru to win. Second, Rizza. Third at the line was Nakayama, and then followed over by Madame Bull Bars. With it on the inside was Rascalion. Silver Cloud arriving late. Further back in the field then came Beau Visage. Then came Summer Fly with Smoking Hot and Vui. It will be the last of them home here.
Three, Deja Ru, Kelly McCulloch, 381.50. Four, Rizza, 220. And 10, Nakayama for third at $4 the place.
Sky Sports Radio's Racing HQ. Racing HQ. Everything you need for a winning day.
And time to preview Greyhound Racing at Wentworth Park. Phil Roberts, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Simon.
Okay, so Wenty gets away at 5:37 though this evening, so it's an earlier start with the last race at 8:40. I'll get your thoughts for the program, Phil. Race number one is over the 520, and the Scratchings are 7 Hyperactive and 10 Notorious One.
Yeah, Scratching of Hyperactive really opens it up for Full On Lass. I've gone 1, 2, 8 and 4. Full On Lass, I'm happy to forgive her being beaten first up on the track. That was 10 days ago. She missed the jump. She ran second, but it was in slow time, but her form prior was very good. Number 2, Make a Million, placed at his past 2 here, drawn to get a great run. 8 Hanson Jr., runner-up his past 2, but he'll be giving away start once again, and the box gives him a task. And number 4, Wawa Tiggy's been placed 5-9 here without winning. His win strike rate is poor, only 3 out of 35, but is a definite place chance. 1, 2, 8, and 4, race 1.
1, 2, 8, 4. The first, race number 2, Scratchings, a 3 Master Gambler and 10 Reservoir Risk.
Gone 4, 1, 2 and 5. Todd Tanger, a great win here on Wednesday. His run home time was excellent. He's drawn to get a nice run just off the leaders. He's got the power to run them over. Number 1, very choosy for second. Has had a month off after 4 runs over the middle and longer distances. Been placed 3 out of 3 from box 1, so she's got a box tonight. Number 2, Fab 7, has won 2 of his past 4 here on Adapto. His most recent win, 2 starts back, he led all the way and beat Todd Tanger, so he's a definite winning chance. And number 5, Milan, placed 5 out of 8 on the track, could lead. If he times the start, that's his best chance. So 4-1-2-5 in the second.
4-1-2-5. The third is for Gap, newsouthwales.com.au, and reserves come out.
Yeah, gone 2-1-7-5. I like Good Odds Bricky here. Better drawn now than his past 2 unplaced runs. He can overpower them late. Number 1, Morgan Brothers. He's placed past 2 at Lithgow. Steps up in class here, but the box brings him right into it. Number 7, Tango's Express. I'd suggest better drawn inside, but has won 3 of his past 4, including 2 here at Wenty. Did win off box 7 at Dubbo 4 runs back, so can handle an outside draw. And Vidi Vici, placed a pass 2. He has placed chance again. Don't see it as a winning chance, but definitely include for the multiples. 2-1-7-5.
So 2-1-7-5, race 3. Race 4 will kick the big 6 off at 6:38. This is our run stakes. Scratchings are 2, Ricky Boy, and 10, Rojo Benito.
Yeah, I've gone 3-1-8-6. I like Poker Date here. Was placed here Wednesday behind Todd Tanger. This race sets up really well for him, gets his chance to break in back into the winners list. Number 1, However Humble, the likely leader, can struggle to see out the distance at times, but However Humble will be in it for a long way. Number 8, Strixon, in for third. Past couple over middle distance of the Gardens have been good and has been placed 8 out of 12 here. And number 6, Red Calibre, beaten a fair way the first run back from a break here. That was a week ago, but at her best, she could lead this field and she'd prove very hard to beat if so. So race 4, I've gone 3-1-8-6.
3-1-8-6. The fourth, race 5 is the first leg of the quaddie. You're due at 2 minutes to 7. And there's no scratchings here, Phil. All 8 to line up.
Yeah, race book order here, mate. 1, 2, 3, and 4. Number one, Take Down, placed 7 of his past 8. Has been placed 15 out of 20 here at Wentworth Park. Likely leader from the draw, be very hard to catch out in front. Number two, Tap Out Act, a four-time winner here. Did win 2 in a row during November, but has been unplaced past 2 when poorly drawn. It's better placed here off box 2. Wins of Amanda is the last out winner here in good time, and she's likely to get a good run early on again. That's the key to her chances. And number 4, Centrico, hasn't begun well these past 7 runs. But if he times the start tonight, he's a winning chance. But he either wins or runs nowhere. 1, 2, 3, and 4.
1, 2, 3, 4. The 5th race, 6, the Sky Racing Stakes, and reserves are out.
Yeah, another gangster here, number 3, 3, 7, 2, and 6. Another gangster's won 7 out of 9 career starts, including a first-up win here last start. And he just keeps jumping the bar every time it's raised. Clear on top selection. Number 7, Expressive. Handled box 8 beautifully here last week. Went handy time. Similar box tonight gives Expressive a good chance. Number 2, Isle Tiffy, well drawn, being the firing line most of the way. And 6, Long Spring Neck, poorly drawn, but is a winner here, 2 runs back and can figure again. 3, 7, 2, and 6.
3, 7, 2, 6 there in race 6. Race 7, those scratchings.
I've gone 1, 4, 2, and 7. Very tough race, high quality field. Good Odds Angels, been placed 26 out of 37 on the track.
I'm sweating up a tree.
And has been placed 6 out of 7. From
this is awful. So I can't wait to get out of here.
Number 4, Winston Mission, slow beginner. Needs things to go his way, but he's the fastest dog in the race. Number 2, Tigalong, dot into third. Be vying for the lead early. And if she can cross Good Odds Angel in the run of the first turn, she'll give you a great start. And number 7, Ritza Ross, rattled home here on Wednesday behind Endo's Mac. And the way. 1, 2, 4, 7, race 7.
1, 2, 4, 7 there in the 7th. Race 8 to wrap up the quaddie at 8 o'clock. Scratchings are 6. Wish Right Now, 8 as I am. And 10 Brothers Socks. So number 9 here, Phil. How cheeky gets the jump from box 8.
Yep, keen on Little Manga here. Unbeaten 2 out of 2 on the track. Well drawn again tonight. Was the fastest heat winner here last week. Number 1, Willie Blues into 2nd. Box 1 in the finals, always a good stat. Promising youngster for Denise Warren. Number 2, Tagarian. Recent middle distance form at the provincials is pretty good. And 5, Rangoon. It was a heat winner here 10 days ago. Can improve on the clock, but will definitely need to. 7, 1, 2, and 5.
7, 1, 2, 5, race 8. Over to the 9th race. This one's over the 7:20. And there's a vacant box in 5.
7, 8, 6, 3. Number 7, Gunadu Cove, has won 4 out of 6 over this trip. It's been placed the other 2. So it's clearly the top pick. Number 8, Lovelace in for 2nd. Another with a good record here. Won 2 of the last 3 on the track. 6, Nangar Flame, yet to win here in 5 starts or over 700 metres, but middle distance form is good. And 3, Winsome April, unplaced the last 2. But the form prior to that was good. She can bounce back. But clearly 7 over 8, 6 and 3.
7 from 8, 6 and 3. And a race 10, the last reserves out.
Yeah, open event, the final event. I've gone for 2, 3, 6 and 8. Number 2, Celebrate's been knocking on the door, placed his past 2 here. Gets his chance tonight, well drawn. Winsome Roxy, won a past 2 at Dapto, including a solid win there Thursday night, so on the quick backup. Number 6, Liberty Lee, can't draw a box that went for Worth Park, has had 2 box 5s and a box 6, and there are only 3 runs there. Definitely has the ability. She'll win plenty of races here, but if she can draw a box, that's the problem. 8, Miami Fantasy in for 4th. One on debut here, 2 runs back, but I think better drawn closer to the fence. 2, 3, 6, and 8 in the last.
2, 3, 6, and 8 in the last. And what was the best tonight, Phil?
I think there's a couple of real good chances, mate. Race 3, number 2, Good Odds Ricky. Race 4, number 3, Poker Date. And race 8, number 7, Little Manga.
Thanks for your time, Phil. Merry Christmas and good calling tonight.
Yeah, thanks, mate. Same with you.
Phil Roberts there. So recapping race 1, Wentworth Park at 5:37. At Pukekura, totes are up, race 2, 3 Deja Roo, 381.50, 4 Ritza, 220, 10 Nakayama, $4, and 5 Renforth Madam Bullbars. Quinella was 6.50, Exacta, 16.20, Trifecta, 216.60, first 4, 1601.20, and the 6 and 3 running double was $17.30.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Be a part of the $25,000 Big Six jackpot at Rosehill Gardens today. See tab.com.au for details.
Over this busy season, you can take Sky Sports Radio everywhere. From the TAB app to the new radio app, Sky Sports Radio is launched for the summer season. Catch all your favourite programs by downloading through the App Store.
Got that sick feeling just thinking about how much money you owe? No money to enjoy life? If this sounds like you, then you should give Capital Debt Solutions a call for a confidential chat about combining your unsecured debts into just one weekly repayment tailored to your budget. That's a solution working for you. Focus on a debt-free future. You deserve it. Capital Debt Solutions, solutions for your financial freedom. 1300 107 155 or capitaldebtsolutions.com.au.
G'day, Glenn McGrath here from the McGrath Foundation. Want to bring the magic of the Pink Test to your own community this summer? Host a Pink Stubbs Day with your club, your school, or in your own backyard and help raise funds for McGrath breast cancer in communities across Australia. You can have fun while helping make life a little bit easier for families going through breast cancer. Find out how at pinkstumpsday.com.au. Together, we can make a difference.
Today's Form Guide is brought to you by TAB. Never miss a race with Sky Racing on the TAB app. TAB, we love a bet.
Sky Sports Radio, with the latest winning info right now on Racing HQ.
In South Australia, 35 they're saying tomorrow. They reckon we're in hot and 40. So Gawler's on a good call this afternoon. Panorama's good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Simon. How are you?
Not too bad. Beat Gawler on a Saturday night to let off in the Phoenix and those in Lucy Fields.
Yeah, no, so the thing I like about Gawler more often than not.
Hello, welcome to Rosehill Gardens. Yeah, welcome right, to Central for Christmas Eve Racing. Nine races to get through. Looking forward to the program. As I say, good morning to Nick Ashman, Glenn Munsey, gents.
And with the
steamy, steamy, isn't it?
Oh, wow. It's gone to pieces here.
It's summer in Australia. Come on. That's what it's all about.
I wouldn't be having 50 cents on me today at the moment, the way I'm travelling in this.
The sweat's run down to your tyre, but that's
there's no way you're Lizzie Joss's pick of the yard here at the moment. I know.
God knows.
You know, some of us can hear that are true athletes.
Who are they, Munsey?
You blokes would know how to do it tough, seriously. The rarefied air of the eastern suburbs, you come out here, you know, cross Anzac Parade and you absolutely fall to pieces.
Yeah, mate.
What's over the Anzac Bridge?
Yeah, what is that?
Looking forward to the program. Warm muggy conditions, as you can well tell. At least you're not in the Santa outfit, mate. That's one consolation.
Yeah, that's
Oh, let's hurry up. I want to get this over and done.
We've 25 scratches on the program, and let's go straight to some track shots. A bit of cloud cover. The track in good order. We're looking forward to the program. Firm conditions. We'll see how it plays. Sydney in recent times, Nick, as we well know, it hasn't hurt to be on or near the speed. We'll see how things play as the day unfolds. But good four, weather fine. The run of the truth.
Yeah, I think, look, we can only predict that we're going to see more of the same again, can't we, Richard? It's going to be favourable to be on speed and saving ground.